Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We took a little bit of a clobbering in this because what you find when posts go sort of viral, you draw a bigger audience towards you than your core audience. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You start getting all these looky-loos, naysayers, like people just having a little flirtatious dabble in your social media content and then chiming in with their takes on everything. And so we got a few haters in the comments of this thing. And particularly one of them I wanted to talk to you about was this person who accused us of being pretentious name droppers. Now,
Pretentious. Yes. Pretentious?
Pretentious, moi?
Check.
I like being pretentious. Yeah. I think being pretentious just means you take art seriously and culture seriously.
Yeah, I remember the Harmony Korine, I was going to call him Gabor, Kaveh.
Yeah, Kaveh Zahidi and Harmony did a talk house episode together.
And Kaveh was saying he liked like Rimbaud or something. And Harmony seemed to have an aversion toward pretension. Mm-hmm. And Kaveh was like, didn't.
Harmony kept saying, oh yeah, Rambo. I love Rambo. I love Mountain Dew.
He was
pushing lowbrow.
He was pushing lowbrow, but I think one could like both. Pretentious, fine.
Yeah, I have no problem with pretension. And what about the accusation that our podcasting, our content is too name drop heavy?
I think if you name drop and have a fun story that's interesting, it's good. If it's good for someone, they enjoy it, they learn from it. If it's just name dropping, like I was laughing with Celebrity Book Club Memoirs. Some podcast was going over these celebrity memoirs.
You were laughing with them.
I was laughing with them.
This is your parasocial relationship.
They were funny because Angelica Houston had a memoir and I love her. But they were joking that it was just naming people. It was like I was in a house that I used to live in the 70s with this famous person and this, and you know, Warren Beatty was at the house and the hairdresser it was all naming names that connected you to more famous people, which connected you to more famous locations.
It was just like a list basically, right?
You know, vacation spots, fancy houses, events, but everything was just the naming. And I'm sure there's more to it. They were sort of teasing. But sure, if you're just name dropping with nothing behind it, if it's not giving, then I think if you're giving and it adds to the story to say, by the way, this was so-and-so and it adds to the story, I think that's fun.
I remember reading like The Beats and then like obviously like the Andy Warhol diaries, like all the stuff that the culture I consumed, particularly in my late teens and early 20s, the name dropping was just this immense joy of it. That there was this mythological
and
world.
And Warhol's, diary book, the famous Warhol.
The diaries, yeah. I like calling it the diary book. The Andy Warhol diary book, yeah.
It's the King Hat.
Yeah. Paul F. Tompkins reference. I remember coming home from a party, at a CAA type party, and trying to write an entry in my own journal that was like in the style of the Andy Warhol diaries.
Yeah, we all did that.
It was like about like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Cameron.
Yeah, if there's
Cameron
a little
Diaz.
Story, like, you know, for example, back to Kareem, my mom was talking to, I think it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And she said afterwards she had a crick in her neck and that they were flirting. You know, it wasn't Kareem. It was someone else from the 70s, but a famous basketball player. And the story was interesting because, one, I was curious of my mom flirting and this basketball player was dating her friend Lainey, and two, just that she had a crick in her neck from looking up at him. So I don't know if like Warhol would do a little story. Sometimes he would just throw in a name, but it's you get the vibe, their experience, Warhol's experience a little bit, you know, the where you were, who was there, a little tidbit about the person. You know, if you're giving some sort of story, it's like reminds me of the time I pitched an idea for you and I said, Borscht Belt, how's that for a movie? And you said, what is that? I think I've talked about this before. And I almost cried because you were like, well, that's not enough. That's the setting. But that's not a story.
So you're saying that wouldn't be, yeah, that wouldn't be like, there's got to be real content, real substance.
Yeah, if you were just like, you know, like Reese Witherspoon, you'd be like, great. I mean, she's so famous, you could make anything about her. Or, you know, whatever, a middle of the road actor, and you'd be like, wonderful, but what is that? You've got the actor, but what's the story? What's the background?
Yeah, I think that name dropping is like, it's a way of, it's like when we watch Real Housewives, right? We can project all of our personal issues and beliefs onto these characters because they are shared cultural icons. That how you feel about Erica Jane or how you feel about Bethany, all these kind of characters, they're like, or Jen Shaw, you get to express yourself, what we talk about when we talk about these characters. So I think of like name dropping is adding to the fabric of culture and shared mythology by which we can express subtleties about the human psyche. But I want to ask you, I challenge you right now to do the biggest name drop story you can do. Like, delve into the depths of your own social claiming heart that began in middle school and give me the juiciest name drop you can right now.
Of just the name or the story?
I want the story. I want the name and the story.
Oh my God. Okay.
To hear the rest of this episode, please subscribe to our Substack. Link is in the show notes. Bye.
Together we're weirder, we're weirder together.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.